Profile on Praise Junction.
This is my story. Talk about my sin. Show the world his love. This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
Amen. We are set with my guest today. At this point, allow me to take some time and introduce her, a beautiful woman of God that I got to meet. You know, I was told I need to meet her and hear her story. And I'll be shocked by what the Lord has done in her life. How are you doing, Pastor?
I'm fine, thank you, Grace.
Karibu sana, Hope.
Asante.
Mm. You know, I told myself I'll not be tempted to pronounce your second name. I've tried to rehearse, Pastor. Let me just confess. I've tried. My tongue has refused. So I'll just say, welcome, Pastor Rose. Then you'll introduce your other name. Please go ahead and introduce yourself.
It's understood. Not many people pronounce that name. Some people say Swara, others Swala, others Tisalwa. It's Talwa. The T is silent, but it's Talwa.
Talwa.
Yes.
Talwa.
Yes. Talwa.
Talwa.
Yes.
Hey, I won't try. Lest I baptize you and your name. You're doing well?
Yes, I am doing well.
All the way from Athi River.
Mm. Yes, yes. Mm. This is Rose Talwa. That's how you write it officially.
Uh-huh.
But I am known as Rosie.
Rosie
Talwa, yes, yes, yeah. Mm. I come from Athi River, Sita Athi River, yes, that's why I serve,
yes.
Together with my husband, who has a troublesome name, Talwa.
Oh, he's the one who gave you the troublesome
name?
He's the
one who gave me the troublesome name.
A great man of God right
yes,
there.
Yes, 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 yes.
God, that shows you're married.
Yes, I am married.
How many years now?
6 years.
Ah.
This is our 6th year. So December 5th, we are 6 years by God's grace.
Mm.
Yes.
Amen. Mm. Allow me to throw you off kidogo. You know, people say marriage ningumu doesn't work. You've been together for 6 years.
6 years.
What has kept you going for those 6 years? Give me 3 tips. Three, just three. I could have asked for 10.
Well, it has been tough because we are different.
Uh-huh.
Let me just say, one, it's commitment. Mm. Knowing that you're here to stay and you're not going anywhere. But I think what has kept us, my husband and I, beyond everything else, beyond, we work together in the same office. We we do many things together. But today we didn't come here because he... we are friends. We are friends. When they say marry your friend, it's because that friendship will be needed in marriage. Those things that people feel abuju buju, at some point they come to an end, and then only friends remain.
Yeah.
So we are friends. We are open with each other.
Yes.
So I think friendship has kept us, and then the security that is there in God.
Yes.
Oh, I know that even if my husband would do something or I would do something, he knows that. I will not do anything that will offend God, that will make me sin against God.
Yes.
So with all the challenges of marriage, because marriage has a lot of challenges because different personalities, we were raised differently.
Yes.
So one for us as individuals is friendship. And then the two of us, each of us came complete with God. So I came with my God, he came with the same God, so that God keeps us together.
Amen.
So only 2 tips, sin atatu.
Trust me, we'll get number 3 as we go along. Welcome, Pastor.
Thank
it's
you,
a joy.
Thank you.
You know, in hearing your story, one statement that struck me, you know, that you wrote in sharing about your life story is that where people put a full stop, God begins a new sentence. And there is nothing that God cannot do, nothing that God cannot change. And those two statements come from a very deep place regarding your life and the seasons you've been in. So I'd love you to set the background. How was it for you growing up and how did that contribute towards your life journey?
I grew up, let me say I was born in Kitui County. I come from a cross-cultural family of Kamba and Borana. So I was born in Kitui County, and then over time, my mom left me there with my grandpa.
Yeah.
That's why you can hear the Kamba accent in me. And then I joined my mom got married to a Borana. Then I joined them in Nairobi. I think when I was around either six or seven years thereabout, I can't really remember. One thing to note is this Nairobi was Nairobi Kibera. I grew up in a very poor family. I don't know whether Grace Mutiso, you know poverty, or you've heard about poor people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
tell
they
me.
Are poor people, but mm-hmm. they are poor that are known by the poor to be poor.
Mm.
So we were very poor until the poor called us poor.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in Kibera. So throughout my school, I schooled in Kibera in a place called, not Ayani. Ayani si Kibera.
Uko ni kwa Masonko.
Uko ni kwa Masonko. Silanga, a place called Silanga. I remember our house was 400. Our house rent was 400 mm-hmm. shillings.
Yes.
So that's where I grew up. I can't remember myself in class. I remember myself in nursery and class one. I can't remember myself in class two, three, four. I remember myself again in class six because going to school was not a priority. I mean, children grow up and continue with life unless there's somebody who comes to start a school in Kibera and then who would join that time. I think now things have changed and children are really going to school. But that time, it wasn't something that we would was happening.
Yeah.
So the reason I cannot remember myself in class two and three is because you remember I've said that it's a cross-cultural marriage.
Yes.
So this guy, my stepdad, was not my real dad biologically.
And you knew about it?
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I remember my mom taking me to another place in Kitui and said the man of that house, of that home, is my father. So I was taken back to Kitui when I was supposed to be in class three. I will not mention the place.
Okay.
It's somewhere in Kitui.
Mm.
So in that home, I grew up in that home. I stayed there for like 1 year. But Grace, the 1 year of being in that home, 9 months I was in the streets.
What were you doing in the streets?
That you see, this man that is supposed to be my father,
yes,
has another wife and children. So I became like the one working. I was a house girl or something.
Mm.
So I would work. I would want to go fetch water, look for firewood, and so on and so forth. And at some point, and there was no food. I was not being given food for some reason. So there's this one time, how I got into the street, I went to the shop. I was sent to the shop to buy milk. Milk and sugar. Sugar, sukari quarter.
Yeah, in the village, that's very
in the village,
yeah.
But then, you know, shops in the village, there's a wire mesh.
Yes.
So in that wire mesh, there were bread. And I knew I'm going to buy milk, sugar, and bread. And this bread I will not eat. So I began to steal that bread.
Oh.
Nina ingiza kidole, and then I pinch.
Mm.
Then the shopkeeper saw me. Grace, I was beaten.
Mm.
I was beaten thoroughly. Mm. And then, so of course, this is like a thief, and so on. And then I was taken home. So when I went, I was taken back to where my father is. Those guys said, this is not our child.
Mm.
And they threw me out. So that's how I found myself in the streets.
Your mother never came back?
My mother never came back. My mother never came back. You see, my mom was a Christian, but then she had converted to Islam. So I think she was still in that process of actually leaving the past and joining together with a marriage. I can't really, I don't know. She has never explained, so I don't know the details of that.
Okay.
So in the streets, I stayed there. I would sleep in the corner. Either the shops in the village, you go and sleep behind there and then come up where the market ladies go and throw the spoiled fruits. I would feed from there. They sent me to go and fetch water. I go fetch water. I come, they give me food and that kind of a life.
How old were you?
I think I was around.
Okay.
I was around 9. When I pass in CBD, the marigiti, the smell reminds me of that. Mm. Of that time.
Okay.
So one time there's a man who passed by and saw me and come and called me my name, Rose. And I looked at this person. I don't know them. And then together with another one, they began to talk about my mother's name. They came to Nairobi, and the following day my mother came and picked me from the streets and we came back to Nairobi.
Mm.
So since then, my mother has not kept me away from her. So I stayed mm-hmm. with my mom. All this time, I don't know whether I am a stepchild to my dad. And at some point, I began to go to St. Gabriel. There's a school in Kibera called St. Gabriel.
Yes.
Silanga. I went to St. Gabriel, I think class four, one term. And then at some point I stopped going to school. We would go to a place called Undugu to ask for food. You know, when missionaries come, they go to the slums. So we went there for food, and I would carry containers so that after eating I can carry some for my siblings. And that was life, Grace.
Yeah.
That was life. And then we moved now. I think my family kind of got some money where they could now afford a house for 700.
Mm.
So we moved to Linesaba.
Okay.
But not Linesaba, the Linesaba for 2,000 shillings. Mm-mm. We moved to a place called Mashimoni. And when we were at Mashimoni, there's a new school, what's called Faith Junior Academy, that somebody was starting a school.
Yes.
And that's how I went to class 5 in that school, based on the age. I think I was around 12. So that's how I joined that school. That's where I can track my academic journey from that school.
Mm.
So 2001, there was war in Kibera because of house rents. And then I was sent back to the village to now my grandmother with 3 of my siblings. So I went to a school in Kitui County called Ngengi Primary. That's where I did my primary, class 7 and 8. I got 290 marks. Mm. Out of 500.
Yeah.
So you clap for me, I passed.
I hear you.
that was me growing up. And then I came back to Kibera. So I realized that this guy was not my father after class 8. Because now, after class 8, I've gotten 200. Mm-hmm. By the way, sorry, to the people that I lied, I got 315. It was 290.
Oh,
there are people that I used to tell I got 315 so that I don't look foolish.
Yeah.
So I was called to a school called Tungutu High School, girls.
In Kitui.
Because pass mark was 250.
Mm.
So my mom was cannot afford school fees.
Mm.
So my dad, of course, he could. Not a lot, but you see, when you grow up knowing that fathers should provide, so I expected that.
Mm.
So that's when I realized I was not this man's daughter. And I had an argument where he told mom that can her father pay her school fees.
Were you told, or did you overhear them talking?
I overheard. Because you see, everybody has gone to school. I have come back to Kibera.
Yes.
Everybody has gone back to school, has gone to Form 1. That is 2004. And me, I'm just still at home. So my dad refused to pay my school fees. So I really loved to be in school. I when I saw people going to school in high school, I thought it was a prestigious, it was a good thing. And for me, going to school is, you know, those things of go to school so that you become an important person in life.
Yes,
that's what I wanted. I wanted to go to school so that I become an important person in life. Long story short, I discussed with my mom.
Yes.
I told my mom, there's a lady who used to come and do some work in our house, wash. Remember, we are 10 in our family. I'm the first born. So we are 10.
So you have 9 step siblings.
Yes.
Okay.
No, by then we were around 6.
Yes.
We were not yet 10.
Mm.
So this lady would come and help at home and be paid 100 shillings per day. So I calculated that 100 shillings per day is 3,000 per month. Now there's a school around there, a day school called Huruma. Huruma Academy, where it was 2,100 per month. And that's how I discussed with mom. I told mom, please, I promise I will not let you down. Just allow me, take me to this school. I will ensure that I wake up every day at 4 a.m. and I sleep at 11. I will make sure the clothes are washed. I'll make sure food is cooked. Everything is done. And then that 100 bob, mom, just keep it and pay my school fees.
Yeah.
Grace, that's how I went through form 1 to form 4.
Working for your mom.
Working for my mom. I know I cost, that lady was called Caro. I know I cost Caro to lose her job. But I really wanted to go to school.
Okay.
So I woke up every day. I woke up at 4 and went to bed at 10 earliest. Yeah. But I ensured that all work in my mother's house is done. During lunchtime, of course, in Kibera, there's lunch break and you are released to go home. So I would come home running, cook lunch, make sure that my siblings are fed, and then go back to school.
Mm.
So that's how I finished high school. Now, form four, there's a, that time, akimimi ni mzee, that time we used to do something called district exam.
Yes.
So we did an exam, that region, I don't know what that region is called, the mock exams. And I was index four.
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I was index four. I got a B plus. And I knew it's either form four, I'll get a B plus. I never got, we were three of us. There's a girl, I would not mention her second name. Her name is Nancy.
Yes.
So there was Nancy, Benson, and myself. So we were three top students who used to compete against each other. And I used to say, I want to do better. I want to be the best because I know I'm competing against people who don't do anything in their home.
Mm-hmm.
They just go find food or they're given money to buy cheapo chips on the road or something like that. So I wanted to be the best. And then in form four, I got pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. So
that is after you cleared or before you even did
the
exams?
No, I was still in form four. I got pregnant in September.
Aya Rose.
Yes.
What happened?
Let me laugh now, but it's not, it wasn't a laughing matter then. So I had this philosophy that just self-made. Of course, having have been rejected by my father, I knew that I am not, as for some time, for some weird reason, I used to top in class in high school.
Yes.
But I have, I can't remember. My mom has not been to school, so I could not remember my dad saying, well done. In fact, he would say, hiyo shule si inakuanga ya wajinga tu.
Oh,
you
no.
get.
Yeah.
So I had very low self-esteem. And then we are living in a very, Kibera people knew we were poor. So we were very poor among the poor. So you see, coming from an Islamic family, Muslim family, there's this, when I get married, I need to be a virgin. That one, and it is by law that I have to be a virgin when I'm getting married. I'm not saying it's acceptable in the Christian faith, but there in Islam, there's no grace. The grace we talk about, not grace mutuku, mutiso, like the grace for
the
God.
Grace for God. Yes.
Allah is merciful. So I had a plan that I want to get married a virgin. Because when you get married a virgin, there's a lot of respect that comes with it. Your husband cannot get married to a second wife without consulting you. When you get married a virgin, your dowry, it's more. You are respected in the community. So I was looking for a name for myself. And also, it was, let me call it a poverty eradication method.
Ah.
I wanted so that when that money comes in,
yes.
Then my family would be away from this, all this. So I remember this one night. Of course, my plan is there. I am a bad girl. By the way, I was a bad girl in school.
How bad was
bad? Bad girl in, to mean that, you see, when somebody is not when somebody is insecure, Grace, I don't know whether you've met insecure people. When somebody insecure, they will do anything to draw attention to themselves.
Yes.
And
yes.
want to appear like they are this, they want to scare everybody around. Mm. So that was me as a teenager. I was feared in my high school. I used to walk with bad boys. Our school was mixed. So I used to work with bad boys because I didn't want relationship with girls or other people that would get to know what I do at home. I didn't want anyone to know that I work for my family for me to be able to pay my school fees.
And yet in reality, that was a cover up for yes. the pain you had.
Yes. So okay. I didn't want anyone to do that. Mm-hmm. So the bad boys that used to smoke and do what, I was around them. There were three of them and I was the fourth one. I was the only girl. I was the one who would carry their drugs and all, though I wasn't taking.
Okay.
I was the one who would take a stone and throw in the office. But I would not be suspected because I was very quiet, very polite. In fact, my high school certificate, Grace,
what did it say? Then what happened this one night?
There's somebody who was supposed to be taking care of us. My mom had traveled to the village. My dad was absent, present. Most of the times, my dad was not present. So there's this person who was our neighbor. And this person was also like somebody who is supposed to take care, very close to our family. So my mom left me with our two children, and that person and told them, look after my niangalilia watoto, let me go to the village, I will come. Mm. So that night that person came. Of course, he was supposed to come and ensure that we have eaten and we've gone to bed and our door is locked. So around 11, I was trying to beg my brother to sleep. That time it's my brother was small. Mm. That guy told me that he wanted me to give him a glass of water to take medicine because he's having headache. But of course, being a young girl, so I walked a form four. So I walked, I gave him because I don't want him to come and tell my mom, oh, I did, and I will be beaten for it. Mm. So I gave him. He did not receive the water. He gave me a blow. Like I have a mark on my face from that blow. And down I was. And he followed me there. He did what he wanted to do. I was the good thing about Kibera is that the houses are built of iron sheet. Yeah. So the neighbor can hear what is happening. So the neighbors came and rescued me. Mm. By the time they are coming, the guy had already opened the door and left. So I was left there.
Oh.
So, of course, nobody thinks about, let's take you to the hospital and so mm-hmm. on and so forth. I was so ashamed, so embarrassed. Of course, my parents came. I explained. However, Grace, it was my mistake.
What do you mean?
I was not properly dressed. It was my mistake. I was not properly dressed and my head was not covered. So that's how I got pregnant. I didn't know I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. people that know me currently say, Pastor Rosie bounce. Unaona vile anatembeanga na bounce or something like that. That's what they say.
Yeah.
What people don't know is my leg overturned that time from the joint.
Oh my goodness.
Dislocated. So it has never fully recovered. In fact, when I'm very tired or heavily pregnant, sometimes it refuses to move. Oh. So that was it. That's how I got pregnant, Grace. After some time, we moved from Kibera to Kitengela. So my baby was born in Kitengela. After the baby was born, now I was supposed to get married because now I have gotten pregnant. Nobody who knows how I got pregnant. But you see, every girl that you see on the road pregnant, you think they must be promiscuous or they must have slept with someone. So I had to deal with that.
They didn't follow that man to ask him, why did you do this to our child?
No, he was walking
scot-free?
Yes, yes, yes.
You meet, he sees you, nothing.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, it was my mistake. In fact, at some point, it was, as another story came, we were having something. What was he doing in my mother's house at 11 in the night?
Oh.
There was something, and then I remember these words that I knew you have always been a prostitute.
Oh, no.
So, anyway, long story short, I'm supposed to get married after the baby was born.
So you get married?
I'm supposed to get married.
Because
this shame has to be covered. You see, we have only done one covering.
You have moved.
We have moved from Kibera to Kitengela.
Yes.
So this shame has to be covered by all means.
Mm.
So I have to get married. And this man comes to marry me. At that time, I just turned 19.
The same man or a different man?
No. These are different men. Okay. This one cannot marry me because we have some...
I hear you.
Cannot marry me. Yes. So a different one has come to marry me as a second wife because I have a child. And in fact, I should not boast or pretend that I don't want him because he's actually doing me a favor to marry me with a baby boy. You know, baby boys in Africa, they want inheritance.
Mm.
Yeah, so I should accept to get married to this man.
Uh-huh.
So instead of accepting, I refused. And you know, the world here, it's very good at receiving people. Me, I didn't know, I would hear crusades, I didn't know anything about church, per se.
Yes.
All I knew is when I was a child, growing up in my grandfather, you remember, I grew up in my grandfather's custody.
Yes.
He used to take me to a child called ABC. Africa Brotherhood Church.
I know that one.
Yes, Africa Brotherhood Church.
Mm.
But that time I was still young and I really don't know much about faith. What I know is more of the Islam practices. That's what I know. So there's a lady in Kitengela, God bless her. If she's listening, thank you so much. She hosted me. I told her my parents want me to get married. She was not born again.
Mm.
She's still my friend. In fact, she's one of the people that tell me, Rosie, if you are born again, even me one time, I'll get born again.
Yeah.
She hosted me. And then I remembered in high school, my gang, the Bad Boys.
Mm.
They used to enjoy life having drinking. Now, this lady was a mistress to somebody. And they would go drinking. So they will carry me along. That's how I began to drink.
And where have you left your baby boy?
I have left my baby with my mother. By the time my baby was born, my sister, my mom had a 9 months old baby, almost a year, between 9 months and 1 year.
Mm.
And so my baby was breastfed by my mother. So I left, and by that time, my parents could not look for me because I had already tried committing suicide.
Mm.
I had thrown myself off third floor, was rescued.
Oh, Rose.
So they had observed that. So they knew there's nothing they're going to say that will save me. So they just let me be. So I left. I said, I'm not going to marry this old man. I would rather stay single.
So, and you get into this drinking.
Yes.
Now.
That's how I got into the drinking.
For how long were you addicted? And what's the worst thing you did during that season?
Let me say over 1.5 years because that became my life. Every time I would not drink or smoke or inject myself, because when you become a drug addict, you meet so many others and they are willing to share. You know, drugs are very expensive, but there are people that give them for free. So I did that for a long time. So after 3 months of being hosted by this lady, my mama, being a mama, she came looking for a daughter. So I went back home. But at this point, my mom knew that she cannot change anything about where I've come. She knew that I would still continue to drink. She wouldn't talk to me because I wouldn't listen. I would just look at her and not answer. I I wouldn't talk, like I was very quiet. But deep within, the things I was doing were horrible, were just bad. At some point, I tried to kill myself and the baby. Let me just say, if God had not come to rescue us, we would not be here today, Grace.
Amen.
Yeah.
Allow us to pause here and just have this quick break, because that is really heavy. Oh, God. But when we come back, I'm looking forward to hearing this story of hope. You know, the way you've said, if God could not have rescued you, you wouldn't be here. Would want to hear that part. So how did the Lord really rescue you and cause you to be here? I'm hosting Pastor Rose. Let me try the second name. Swala.
Salwa.
Salwa.
Just say Salwa.
Salwa. Salwa. Salwa. So I'll just be saying Rose, Pastor Salwa. Rose. You finish the other one. Our guest today on Profile, a story of indeed God rewriting our story, giving us a new season. And if you have any question or comment, 20933 is our SMS line at Hope FM Live, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can interact with us there or 0717-400-555. Allow me to play this song. But we just want to give God praise for all he has done. And maybe you're listening to us, you're there. Please note, in the next hour, I'll be praying for you if you're going through exactly what Pastor went through, or you just need help. You know, you just need a word of encouragement. This song goes out to you by Pastor William McDowell. The song title is Hymns of Praise. We want to give God praise for what he's done. Then we'll come back with Pastor Rose to hear the transformation story of what God did in her life. We'll also want to know, how is the baby doing? And how did she get married? And all those plus other juicy stories right here at Hope FM, the station where you listen and live. My name is Grace Mutisa. This Profile. Keep it right here at Hope FM, the station where you listen and live.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change. The Profile song break. Take a moment of reflection. This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.
place.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.